Well, I suppose I was brought up with very committed parents. They were deeply religious people, and we had the family rosary every night, and my parents, of course, went to Mass every Sunday. But they were very, I'd say they were very deeply religious and not at all pious. They never fasted, because my father used to say, you know, this business of 2 ounces, well, would you go to hell because your wig scales were out of order? I mean, they were quite dismissive of a lot of the, what would it call, the pernickety regulations of clergy. But my father, I remember one time a friend of mine died and we hadn't time to send for the priest. And he said that the Lord is not like a guard of Shia Kana waiting to catch you unawares. That the Lord was a loving father. And that is the way I was brought up. But of course, in part of your life, you're so busy gadding around that you stop reflecting on the meaning of life. And that's one of the things that comes to you with aging. And perhaps more so because you have the leisure to join spiritual groups. I belong to a Bible group, and it has brought more richness into my life than I can say, where we meet periodically and we read a passage of the gospel and you realise a meaning to it that is much deeper than I would have thought in my younger days. And where there's an absolute joy. I mean, the words of the gospel, it is full of joy, full of life, and full of love. And in the end of the day, God is love. And there's a lovely Latin hymn that we had at school, translate Ubi Caritas, translated into English, it is where there is love and friendship, God is also there.
Of course, it's true that as you get older, you have more time to reflect and to consider these things. But do you think it's kind of a natural progression that as you become older, you turn more towards spirituality?
Well, I think life is, the life of the soul is a question of growth all of the time. And I think that in some curious way that I don't understand, that you go into a new dimension as you get older, that you're on, if you like, the spirituality of your whole life matures, and at some point you realise that this is really the most important thing in the world, is the life of the spirit and love and reflecting on the love of God. That is the most important thing. I don't know how it happens. But for some people, that comes much earlier in life. That St. Teresa of Avila, for example, or the little flower, I mean, she was only very, very young when she realised that. I'm just a very slow learner, and it has taken me, 70 years to reach a state where I have begun to appreciate the meaning of life, the meaning of the love of God in my life.
You say you can't really describe how the process happened, but can you remember any turning point in your life where you suddenly went, there must be something else and I'm going to find out about it?
No, I wouldn't say there was any pivotal moment. I think that you're in and out of reflection all the time. There are times when you neglect reflection, you put it aside through laziness or whatever. And there are moments when there are moments of inspiration in a way. Some of the poets would be, it would be the sun shining on a lake. But there are moments like that when you feel that your life has nothing very spiritual in it, and suddenly it comes to you again. It's very hard to describe, but it's something that is extremely valuable as you get older.
You're involved with a Bible group. Is there any particular gospel or passage that made an impression on you?
Well, there's one in particular that I always love, and that is when Christ says that he's come, that you may have life and may have it more abundantly. That's marvellous. Abundant life. I love that passage. And the other is that we're made worthy to be made sons of God, that God is our Father, sons and daughters of God. We're children of God. And to me, that's marvellous, because I had a lovely father, and that the Lord is a father, like my father, a good person. No fuss, no bother, just a good person that loves you.